welcome to The Rolling Wave with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
And here we are with some Celtic music from Ireland, Scotland, England. Probably that's about it. No Celtic music from France or Spain this time.
Possibly Seattle.
Possibly Seattle and Vashon. We've got some Vashon people lined up. And we're going to kick things off with Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore by John Doyle and Mick McCauley.
From Derry Cay, we sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were boarded by a pleasant crew bound for America. Fresh water there we did take on 5,000 gallons or more. In case we'd run short, go to New York, far away from the Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Eliza dear, and likewise the Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrades bold, who dwell on that sainted ground. If fortune ever should favour me, for I to have money in store, I'll go back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. We sailed 3 days, we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were all confined into our bunks, and no one to pity poor me. No mother dear nor father kind to hold up my head when 'twas sore, which made me think more of the lassie I left on Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Eliza dear, and likewise the Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrades bold, who dwell on that sainted ground. If fortune ever should favour me, or I to have money in store, I'll go back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. Other side in 15 and 20 days. We were taken as passengers by a man and led round in 6 different ways. We each of us raised a parting glass in case we might never meet more. And we drank a health to old Ireland and Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Eliza dear, and likewise the Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrades bold, who dwell on that sainted ground. If fortune ever should favour me, for I to have money in store, I'll go back and I'll wait the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock shore. I'll go back and I'll wait the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock shore. Thank you.
and that was Brass Monkey and the Charming Maid. And before that, we heard Dr. Angus MacDonald playing some Stress Bays and Reels. That was off of his, The Black Sticks of the Devil CD.
Wow, cool.
We started things off with John Doyle and Mick McCauley singing the classic Patty's Green Shamrock Shores. And I just learned the origin of the phrase, "It's so cold, it would freeze the balls off a brass monkey." And the brass monkey was this, originally they were made out of rope. There was like this, you know, like when you line up the balls on a pool table in that triangle, they would have, they had this on the British battleships, they would put the cannonballs in this kind of a triangle. And then they were originally made out of brass. And when that got really, really cold, the brass would get would freeze, and it would get so cold that the balls would pop off of the brass monkey. And so that's their phrase, "It's so cold, it freeze the balls off a brass monkey." Comes from.
What do you mean? There's nothing prurient about the whole thing. It's all just a. It just leads your mind down the primrose path, and you go from there. Or is that just me?
I would never want to encumber your creative processes.
I just want you to know that I came in today hoping to learn something about
monkeys or
monkey genitalia. And now I have.
That's right. I'm here for you.
And I sincerely hope that there are some people who tune in at that very moment once we air this.
Yeah. So we're here with our good friend Jeff Hoyt, who's
good morning,
making us sound really good. And we've got Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
And we're going to play, what are we going to play? Oh, we're going to play a song called The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond. And it's from a group in Vancouver, Canada, Clanna Morna.
Never sets my lads, nor done you spill the sky. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail. With the bonnie ship, the diamond goes on to call the whale. Along with Kay and Pizza Head, the lasses stand around. Pull over, pull about them, and the soldiers running down. Now don't you weep, me bonnie will last, so you'll be left behind. For the rose will grow on green and ice before we shed your mind. And it's me lads, let your hearts never fail. For the bonnie ship, the diamond goes hunting for the whale. Here's a health to the resolution, like wise Eliza Swan. Three cheers to the rat, the old Montrose, and the diamond ship of fame. We wear the trousers of the white and the jackets of the blue. When we return to Pizza Head, we'll have sweet hearts anew.
And
this
cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail.
Ship filled up with oil, me lads, and money to our name. We'll make the cradles for to rock and the blankets for to tear. And every lass and Pizza Head sing hush up, my dear.
And
this
cheer up, me lads,
let your hearts never fail. For the bonnie ship, the diamond goes hunting for the whale.
And this cheer up, me lads,
let your hearts never fail. For the bonnie ship, the diamond goes hunting for the whale.
sailing beyond out in the bay with 20,000 rifles already for the land. But no answering signal did come from the lonely Bonastra. No signal answers from the shore, Sir Roger sadly said, no comrades here to meet me. Alas, they must be dead, but I must do my duty. And at once I mean to land, so in a small boat rowed ashore to the lonely Bonastra. Now the RIC were hunting for Sir Roger High and Low. They found him in McKenna's fort, says they were a foe. Says he, I'm Roger Casement, and I've come to my native land, and I mean to free my countrymen on the lonely Bonastra. They took Sir Roger prisoner and sailed for London town. And in the tower they hailed him a traitor to the crown. Says he, his trial he had to stand for bringing German rifles to the lonely Bonastra. Was in an English prison that they led him to his death. I'm dying for my country, he said with his last breath. They buried him in British soil, far from his native land, and the wild waves sing his requiem.
And that was Damien Dempsey singing a song about Roger Casement, one of the heroes of the Easter 1916 rising and independence of Ireland. It's a song called Bonastrand. And yeah, Roger Casement, he's somebody that we don't normally think of when we think of the Easter rising, but he's was kind of like... oh gosh, Joe Hill, famous all over the world for being a fighting for independence for natives people, because you have to realize that at that time in Ireland, the natives were basically ruled by a foreign power. And before that, we heard Lunasa playing a set of tunes called Grieg's Pipes, and we started things off with The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond, sung by the group from Vancouver, BC, called Clown Amorna. I think that's how you say it in Gaelic. And Lunasa is going to be at the Vashon Center for the Arts on March 20th. And I already
22nd.
Bought, oh, March 22nd.
I think
Thank
so.
You, Kat.
Well, I think so. Let me check.
Kat's going to double check that. And I already got my tickets. I don't know who I'm going to go with because Kat,
I can't go. I have another gig, and I'm delighted to be at the other gig, but I can't go to that one, and it's breaking my heart. Yes, it's the 22nd.
22nd.
Of March.
So be there. As soon as I heard about it, I don't know, a few weeks ago, I went and bought tickets, and it was already halfway sold out.
Mm-hmm. So. 2025. March March 22nd, 2025, in case this show lives on for a little while.
Right.
Like our other ones have. So.
Right.
It wouldn't be the first time somebody's shown up at VCA for a show because they heard an antiquated show on Voice of Vashon.
I had that thought in my head.
That's one of our charming anomalies.
Not only Voice of Vashon, that happened to me once with NPR, with KUOW.
Yeah.
They were advertising a show at Meany Hall, and I was like, why didn't I hear about this? And so I rushed over there, and of course it had happened a week ago, you know, and I complained to KUOW, but now I'd have to complain to Connecticut or someplace like that, because I think that's where most of their programming comes
On the
from.
Other hand, we're local.
That's right, we're local.
We're local.
Yeah.
You know.
There's always somebody you can complain to about here.
Yeah.
That's right.
At least at Thriftway.
That's right. So I heartily recommend that concert at all. If you don't know, you probably do, but Lunasa is one of a few Irish supergroups that tour the world. And next we're going to hear two members from Lunasa, the fluter named Kevin Crawford and the piper named Killian Vallely. And they're going to play a set of reels, starting with the periwig. Thank you.
hearted ones and listen to my lay about a lovely damsel as fair as this blessed May, who's caused much tears and sorrow and grief and heartfelt woe. It's Kitty Quinn I'm speaking of, the pride of Pimlico. Well, just about a month ago unto this place she came and set her hearts ablaze and up in love's undying flame, and made of every other lass about the place a foe, because she took their sweethearts with the pride of Pimlico. Poor Paddy Bourke, the tailor, now can't do a stroke of work, nor Billy Shee, the handyman, nor steady Jack McGork. And if you ask the reason, they'll just answer you with, oh, it is all because of Kitty Quinn, the pride of Pimlico. There's Murphy the teetotaler, he's gone upon the spree, and Kyo the whiskey drinker now is taking milk and tea. He's given up John Jamison and likewise Power and Row, because his heart's distracted by the pride of Pimlico. Old Jimmy Kane, the miser that no one could get around, and young Tom Ray, who owns a fortune near £100, and Matt McCann, whose father keeps the Irish workforce show, are raving night and day about the pride of Pimlico. It's time the poll is saw to it, or it will be too late, and divil a man in all the coombe will have a solid pay, and soon beyond in Ridley he's a sight of awful woe. You'll see 10,000 victims of the pride of Pimlico.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening to The Voice of Vashon with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
And Jeff Hoyt.
Hello, Jeff Hoyt.
And we just heard Islander John Whelan playing a bunch of tunes, Queen Esther's What, Daddy? I wonder what the story behind that one is. And April Polka. And the piper on there was Killian Vallely, who is with Lunasa, that we just got through saying that Lunasa is going to be at VCA on March 22nd. Get your tickets. Before that, we heard Brendan Gleeson and his brother, Brendan Gleeson, the actor, singing The Pride of Pimlico. And we started things off with Killian Vallely again and Kevin Crawford, who's really sort of the band leader of Lunasa, playing a group of reels starting off with the Periwig. So thank you again for listening and supporting The Voice of Vashon, all of you from all over the world. And we're going to keep moving along here with a group called Amble. And I guess this is me, isn't it? I got to get going here. Here we go. It's got a song called The Lonely Island. I hope it's not about Vashon.
I roam alone on the island. I can hear your voice in my mind. I can feel the cold of your hand. I am lost, you're one of kind. Water's not as blue as it first was. It's no longer the island of sun. The mountains are taller than ever before. I know it's not an island for one. You lay alone on your island. For I was too busy on me own. What I give is to row a boat to you. It's too late, boat is gone. Water's not as blue as it first was. It's no longer the island of sun. The mountains are taller than ever before. I know it's not an island for one. Water's not as blue as it first was. It's no longer the island of sun. Mountains are taller than ever before. I know it's not an island for a while. Thank you.
clouds rolling and the rain came down, and it rolled the river into the town. And it raised on up as it came on down, and it washed all over the streets of town. Well, the water's rising, the rain the horizon. Feel the rainbow by and roll toward the streets of town. Well, the water started up in the clouds on high, where they flushed the mountains and touched the sky. The clouds rolled round as the rain came down, till not a foot inch of the land was dry. River lifted up like a lover's palm, to the face of the bridge as it brushed along, and it brushed the stone, and it joined the throng, and it rose above the streets of town.
Well, that was Kinfolk from Roanoke, Virginia, and that was a song they called The Water's Rising, and apparently there's a tune in there called Gwendol. Before that, we heard Barry Shears, now living on Vancouver Island, and originally from Cape Breton. That was a set of tunes started off with Elizabeth. I'll learn English one of these days. Elizabeth's Big Coat. And we started things off with Amble, an Irish group, and they sang a song about the Lonely Island, a romantic song. And so we're so grateful that you're listening to us. We're here with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly and Jeff Hoyt. Hoyt.
Hello.
Yes.
The voice of Vashon.
He's the voice
That's
of Vashon.
That's what they call me.
Yeah, so thanks again for all your support and for listening in. And we're going to head out now. We want to make sure that everybody knows that Lunas is going to be on the island on March 22nd at the VCA.
March 22nd, 2025, in case we live into infamy.
That's right. You can count on that. Well, at least I will. And we're going to, the name of the set of this tunes is Island Patty.